keep up. A new day is rising.
Hello, my name is Marlene. I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide.
We are wielding the blade of compassion. We slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom. We trust in our anger to guide us into action. Dancing in the ring of fire, we live in our passion. We live our passion.
Manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, sustainability, peace, and freedom for all. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. We are very fortunate and very grateful for this opportunity to share the news of the vegan message, the rising vegan paradigm on this planet. Soon we'll be joined by Madeline Tuttle, a vegan chef based in Northern California. Madeline will be joining us via Skype in West Palm Beach, Florida. Madeline and her husband, Dr. Will Tuttle, are on their World Peace Way tour, and they're currently on staff at Hippocrates Wellness Institute. First, let's hear some more great vegan music. This is Charity and the Jam Band.
Then it's time to get up, time to wake up.
It's time to stretch out of your lazies and invite in all the crazies.
It's time to rally, rise and shine, open up your sleepy mind. It's time to get your booty out of bed. Jump down, turn around, what I said. Shake those cobwebs out of your head. Get your booty out, get your booty out, get your booty out of bed.
Next up is Making Cookies from Plants, and this is also Charity and the Jam Band from their new album, The Vegan Album.
You get the sugar from the cane or the coconut. You get the chocolate chips from the cacao bean. You get the walnuts and the cashews from the little nut tree. Wheat or something gluten-free. They get the oil from the fatty, those chubby bitches. Coconut, avocado, sunflower, pretty peas. We're making cookies from plants. I do a little dance, we're making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance, we're making cookies from plants. Come on and take a little chance, we're making harmless, human, compassionate, deliciously insane cookies. We'll make a homemade egg from a little ground flag. Doesn't even have to feel sad. They make our own yummy milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama cow can keep her milk for her baby. And then the cows and the chickens can get back to their lives while we make cookies that will blow our minds. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance of making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance of making cookies from plants.
That's Charity and the Jam Band. At the start of the show, we also heard from Charity's other band called The Invisible Bee, and we heard Oh People. Now we're very fortunate to be joined by vegan chef Madeline Tuttle.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Madeline. Welcome, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's fantastic. Yeah. I'm glad to be back here.
Yes, thank you for your recipe last week of the Swiss rösti And now I'm excited to hear about the Italian meal, frittata vegana.
Yes, you pronounced it very well. In Switzerland, we have three main languages, and one is Italian. And so we have an Italian part, and I'm very excited about the Italian part because they have a different cuisine. And this is so neat. So I adapted a few of the recipes to be in vegan, which is pretty easy with the Italians. They don't have a lot of like hidden animal products in there. So the frittata vegana is a really special one, which everybody likes it. They're so excited when I bring it to a potluck or somebody's invited. It's kind of a festive meal, and one can prepare it in the morning and then in the evening just heat it up a little bit, or even eat it cold, lukewarm. Any temperature is good. And it's not many ingredients. Like we have a garden, so one takes a zucchini, and a big zucchini, and this comes from our garden, and grates it in the same fashion like the rösti. And then I'm lucky and fortunate to have a flour mill, and there I grind the flour, which consists in spelt and millet, fine. I do it very fine, and then I mix this kind of mixture, which makes then the frittata, which is first that flour, and then I grate the zucchini and put this in, and also a flax egg. And the flax egg is to bind everything together, which is about 2 tablespoons of flax seeds. And then I very finely grind them, and then a little bit of water, so it's not too thick, which is also about 2 or 3 spoonfuls. But go gently, because if it's too thin, it's not good. So go with less, and then add if needed. And then all this is really well mixed and worked together. And if you like to add a little salt, you can do that. And then in the meantime, I just heat up a flat pan. You see it on the video. We use surgical steel pans, which don't leach any chemicals by cooking. And so we replaced all our pans for surgical steel, with exception, I think, the frying pan. And then, so I put a little bit of coconut oil, which one can put with a brush, a kitchen brush, so it's not too much. You can do any amount you like. And I preheat it and put in this whole mixture of, which will be the frittata vegana, into there. And you will see how I put it around, so it's everything covers the whole bottom of the pan. If you don't have that, I mentioned it in the video, you can use a frying pan, or you can put it on a sheet in the oven, bake it. That works all well. And then I call it the garniture. That's the topping, which I prepare in the beginning. And then when it's all finished, I put that topping on. And in the meantime, while it's baking, actually, to go a little backwards now, I prepare a cucumber salad. And the cucumber salad and that together is just so perfect. It makes a beautiful meal. It's kind of, how can I say that, fresh salad and then the frittata together. It's fantastic.
Great. Thank you very much, Madeline. Thanks for sharing all these great recipes from Madeline's Intuitive Kitchen.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene. And I hope people make it and they maybe let me know or have maybe even a photo and put it on our website by the video.
Oh, great. And what website is that?
It's theworldpeacediet.com. And then one scrolls down and goes to video. And then one looks Marlon's videos. And there are many more. You can even see our food forest on that channel.
Yes. Thank you, Madeline. And again, thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And thank you too, Marlene.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joy of the Wild. This is Madeline Tuttle on flute and Will Tuttle on piano from their album Inspiration. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break and then we'll hear some plant-based vegan news. Also, much thanks to Charity and the Jam Band for their music that we heard earlier in the program. Here's Will and Madeline, Joy of the Wild. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Now I'd like to share a couple of clips, and we're going to start out first with the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom, and this is from the website worldpeacediet.com. This summit was hosted by Dr. Will Tuttle and was in 2021. This is an edited, very short snippet of one of the many speakers at the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. A plant-based naturopath, Dr. Pam Popper, who's based in Ohio. Dr. Pam Popper is an internationally recognized expert on nutrition, medicine, and health, and is the founder and executive director of Wellness Forum Health, providing nutrition and lifestyle education and intervention for optimal health. Pam has been featured in many acclaimed documentaries, including Processed People, Making a Killing, and Forks Over Knives. She is the co-author of the Forks Over Knives companion book. She's the author of Food Over Medicine, and her newest book is COVID Operation, What Happened, Why It Happened, and What's Next. Dr. Popper is also a lobbyist and public policy expert and continually works to changing laws that interfere with patients' right to choose their health provider and their method of care. She has testified in front of legislative committees on numerous occasions and has testified 3 times in front of the USDA's Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee.
This is Will Tuttle, your host for the Worldwide Vegan Summit for Truth and Freedom. We now have the precious opportunity to learn from the deep experience and inspiring example of Dr. Pam Popper, because you are the author of this book about COVID, and I think it's so important. What's really going on here?
So what's really going on here is very dark. It goes very deep. It's awful to talk about what they have in mind. It's been planned for a long, long time. The end goal is vaccinate everybody. You know, when you think about it, the mandating vaccines for children to go to school was kind of a dress rehearsal. And they got away with it. And in some states, I mean, you can't, in New York, they eliminated even the option for private schools to opt out. And then I think it's New Hampshire or Connecticut, they're trying to eliminate the option for homeschooling. So you just have no shot, no chance, but or choice, but to give your kids shots. So now what they want to do is they want to do that to the whole population.
In the vegan community, which is where we're supposedly very interested in knowing what's behind the curtain and what's really going on, why do you think there's so much willful ignorance even among people in the vegan community?
It's hard to explain, and it is incredibly damaging, all right? I think some of it goes back to what I said earlier about when you got curious about why we're not talking about eating plants instead of bypass surgery, and you realized what a terrible thing was being done to people. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you expand your ideas beyond just that?
It's important to stay positive, go vegan, and question all these narratives. Thank you so much, Dr. Pampop.
Thank you.
Here's a short edited clip from her recent video called Escaping Scientific Groupthink, and she published this on January 28, 2025.
I recently received a link to a newly published peer-reviewed editorial that illustrates why both you and I should be super skeptical about new information, about all information, and which also explains why so many health professionals and researchers continue to make recommendations and issue statements that are patently false. I was frankly surprised to see that the article was published since it's so critical. The authors call on the scientific community to entertain contrarian ideas due to the conflicts of interest and groupthink that is so common in medical journals these days. Having been a contrarian for the entirety of almost 30-year career, this was a welcome breath of fresh air. I'm going to share with you an important excerpt. Quote, scientists in the peer-reviewed literature are as influenced by groupthink processes as by dispassionate rationality. There is the open-minded methodology of science, following data and evidence wherever it leads, even if surprising, contrarian, or disconcerting. And then there is the science, which in recent years we were told to follow as established, settled, and having the imprimatur of authority. The authors report that power and profitability of drug companies has enabled them to contribute to and exert incredible control over research and universities and medical education and medical journals and political parties, regulators, medical associations, and even international organizations like the World Health Organization. It is through these methods that medical groupthink is achieved. The amount of money drug and vaccines makers have to invest in purchasing influence is huge, but the misbehavior associated with their successful influence takes your breath away. The industry has paid $122 billion in criminal fines since the year 2000. In spite of this, these companies oversee their own clinical trials and provide most of the funding to agencies like FDA that are supposed to regulate their products. Journal editors have acknowledged that their publications are a component of Big Pharma's marketing strategy, and that editors, peer reviewers, and doctors receive money from drug companies. Most of the payments are not disclosed. All of this has resulted in gatekeepers for the science who determine what is and is not acceptable scientific thinking, and anyone who's skeptical is deemed anti-science. Massive efforts are undertaken to discredit dissenters from scientific groupthink. I'm one of the people who's been the target of this behavior, even from my own community, the plant-based community, when I dared to veer from the groupthink regarding masks and COVID vaccines. The authors rightly state that contrarian views are needed and scientific debate should be the method used to arrive at conclusions about any issue. This is starting to backfire, thankfully. Public trust in public health continues to decline. And the recent 520-page report from Congress on COVID-19 fully or partly vindicated contrarian perspectives like mine on many aspects of public health messaging during the pandemic. With the possible exception of vaccines, there is nothing more profitable for drug companies than a new cancer drug, and there's no requirement that it extend life for a single day. Surrogate markers like progression-free survival time, the time between when the cancer is declared to be in remission and when it starts progressing again, are enough to gain FDA approval. Now, all of this brings me to the next item, which is information that challenges the mantra and the groupthink we've heard for decades about vaccines. They're safe and effective. Groupthink and people like Mr. Fauci, who claim they are the science, which should scare you half to death, have been successful in marginalizing any dissent to the party line. Safe and effective, safe and effective. In fact, if you repeat something enough, it does become almost known as a truth that we should all accept. So I found a peer-reviewed article that begins by stating that vaccinations required for school attendance have been increased threefold in recent decades. An important note concerning this increase in required vaccines followed the 1986 immunity law passed by Congress that absolves vaccine makers from any financial liability for injuries and deaths caused by their products. No other industry in the world is given such favorable treatment, and it's hard to imagine the consequences that would result if they were. I mean, can you imagine if people who built office buildings and car makers, no matter how shoddy the products, no matter how many people got injured by buildings falling down or cars plowing into other cars going at high speeds on the freeways, and there would be no consequences to pay. That's what we have with this particular industry. Many studies show that vaccinated children are significantly more likely to be diagnosed with bacterial infections, allergies, and neurodevelopmental disorders. We'll call them NDDs. This is what a longitudinal study conducted in a pediatric practice in Oregon clearly showed, and the response from the science was to revoke his medical license. Groupthink, as appalling as it is alive and well. By the way, as an aside, our nonprofit is defending this doctor because we don't think that groupthink should prevail. And if you haven't read or learned about this before, the reason is the power of the drug and vaccine makers and the government partners who work with them to dictate scientific groupthink. Public health officials and members of Congress who are all well compensated by Big Pharma. There are three pharma lobbyists for every member of Congress and every member of the U.S. Senate. And censorship. I've been the victim of this, and it didn't start with COVID. Senator Adam Schiff wrote to social media companies starting in 2017 demanding that they censor, and they did. Now, they're not going to do it anymore, supposedly, and I guess we're testing that theory here. While former President Biden lamented that social media companies weren't going to fact check anymore, because who appointed them, God, and the arbiter of everything that is true or not true? Many of us are welcoming the opportunity to speak freely about what we know. So I'm going to come back to our business model, which is the antithesis of the science and groupthink. It's the opposite of that. We teach people how to think for themselves. We teach them how to read the medical literature and arrive at conclusions. And they're often much more informed, our members are, than their health professionals. And they feel free to say no to things that don't make any sense to them at all. And so one thing I'll mention is in February, I start my annual research and writing course. I only offer it once a year. It's an 8-month course, and it teaches people how to do what I do, to read the information and come up with objective results. As always, we welcome new members and new health professionals to our training program because we're going to build a healthcare model. We are building a healthcare model based on being informed. All right, that's it for today. As usual, pass this on to anybody who you think would enjoy watching it, and I'll be back to you on Thursday with more news. Thank you for watching.
That was plant-based Dr. Pam Popper of Wellness Forum Health in Ohio, USA. That was a shortened edited clip from her video channel, January 28th, 2025. One thought I'd like to interject here is the philosophy of deep veganism, all that humanity inflicts upon the others, the other animals, inevitably and eventually boomerangs back to humanity. Please keep in mind all the animals in the laboratories, military, medical, biomed, technology, virology, pharmaceutical, the lab animal breeding facilities, all the slavery and exploitation and suffering. And as we see what's happening worldwide with the surveillance state, digital control, and of course the wars and the suffering in many forms, please, please go vegan, be vegan. Help end the cycle of slavery and suffering that's affecting someone somewhere at some time. you for your compassion and your understanding and for your desire for justice. The views of this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Thank goodness for free speech. Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Wishing you a safe and pleasant day.
Ground flat. And then the mama hen doesn't even have to feel sad. And make her own yummy milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama cow can keep her milk for her baby. And then the cows and the chickens can get back to their lives while we make cookies that will blow our minds. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Come on and take a little chance, we're making harmless, feeling compassionate, deliciously.
Thanks again for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And the trees, and the sun, and the rain, soil, air, and seed.